Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big.
The Burt Show.
All right, here is a question like, do you follow your gut or are you always questioning like, no, this can't be. I'm just being crazy right here. I'm just being crazy. Because Brittany thinks that there are some signs here that maybe her boyfriend is screwing around on her, but she's not sure if she's being nutty about it or not.
Okay.
Hey, Brittany.
There's some telltale signs, right?
I think there are some red flags all the time. Yeah, hey, Brittany, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
How is it working in one of those hurricane simulators?
I know. I think it's where I'm at on the highway, but hopefully
not. All right, Brittany, so you've been going out with this dude for how long now?
I think a little over 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. All right, so, and up to this point, you think he's been faithful?
I guess I thought so, but now I'm not sure.
What's making you question his faithfulness?
Well, I've noticed just a lot of, I don't know, for example, like if he's traveling, not out of state or anything, but if he's traveling for work and he'll say he's in one place and then it's just long until he's in another place. And it's just like it doesn't add up. Like it wouldn't be enough time to go from one place to the next. And then, a lot of times he'll be gone, and then it's for, a couple of hours. You can't reach him at all. I've noticed that he has, on his phone recently, taken some photos of, it's like himself, and I don't know why, it just seems like it would be a photo for maybe a profile picture or something that you emailed or sent in a text, just a lot of random things like that.
Does he have any history of screwing around on you before that would make you insecure now?
Well, I don't really know for sure, but I think so.
But you don't know. What does he do for a living?
He works for a company where he goes out he goes out to, people's homes every day.
Okay. So didn't have an office job.
No, he only goes to the office once in a while.
Okay. And when you say you call or you text him, how many hours are we talking about before he hits you back?
Sometimes it's like, I'll be in regular contact with him, and then all of a sudden it'll be like 2 hours or maybe 3 hours before then I'm able to get in touch with him again.
Is that super unusual? That doesn't
sound
super unusual.
Have you asked him about why he's out of touch? What does he say when you ask him about it? Like, hey, I was trying to call you to find out what you want for dinner, but you weren't answering your phone. What does he say?
Oh, I was busy. I was working. That kind of thing.
I mean, I think it's almost like you're applying. I mean, you already have, your gut is telling you something's wrong, and you're applying everything to that, because I don't think it's abnormal for somebody to be out of touch with their partners for hours on a work day. But suspicion.
Did you say at the beginning when he travels, like he's in different places than he says he is?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's just kind of like if you said, say you're in Atlanta and you'll know, that you'll be coming home, which is, Marietta or something like that. You kind of know the time, including traffic, you kind of know the time that it would take to get there. But then all of a sudden, if you show up in like 15 minutes, there's no way you're in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he shows up faster or longer than where he says he is. Do you guys spend a lot of time together on the weekends when he's not working?
Yeah, we do.
Like, is there any time on the weekends where he disappears?
Not usually, no.
So it's just during the week while he's working and you can't reach him?
Pretty much. I've noticed that just little habits, like, for example, if he's, at home using his computer, if he goes away from the computer, it's like he logs off every time. Like, if he's just, stepping away, it just seems like really weird behavior.
Soon as you come in the room, he closes out what he's doing and he logs off?
Sometimes, or if he's, like, in a, just step away and go, to another room or whatever, like, he logs off always.
Have you ever logged off my computer at home?
Have you ever questioned him about it? Have you ever said, why do you do that?
He just says that I'm being, nosy or something like that. So.
All right, 404-741-Q100. What was with the wallet also? You emailed us something that had to do with that.
Oh, yeah, it was one night, and I just noticed this, it wasn't, you know, in its usual, you know, place, you know, once you come home and kind of, you know, relax or whatever. And then it was, I don't know where it was. I was looking around the house and things like that. Just maybe it was in the pants pocket or coat pocket, but I have no idea where it was. I never saw it.
What does that say to you, though? It must be bugging you in some way because you emailed us about the wallet as well. So
maybe it was either hidden or it was left somewhere.
Why would he hide his wallet? Like, what reason would he have?
I mean, I don't know. Unless he had something in there he wouldn't want me to see.
Is this making you not want to be in a relationship with him?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Well, the relationship, you're paranoid in it, you know? I mean, right now, I mean, it obviously sounds like it's everything you think about. Every move he makes, you think, is to cover something else up.
Mm-hmm. Have you been burned in the past by former boyfriends that cheated on you?
No, not really. Okay. No.
All right, here's
just this one.
Sheila, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. I just want to tell a caller, that's exactly how I caught my boyfriend cheating at one point in time, was the individual profile pictures of himself on his phone, and then found them on the website from profiles.
That's the strangest one that you mentioned to me, because I can't think of any reason why I would just take a picture of just my face. Unless I was going to post it on a computer somewhere.
Yeah, like Twitter or something. Or if he's online dating.
Which is what your gut was telling you, too,
which
right?
Which would be a profile picture. I did that with, when I got her email, I looked through my phone to see, and I take a bizarre number of pictures of my dog and cat. To see how many pictures I've ever
Are they seen. Online dating?
My cat's got a profile. Meowmatch.com.
Awesome.
Good morning, Q100. Hello.
Oh, Matt. Are you about to cry?
No. Good Hello? Morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I think she should trust her gut.
And we talked about this before.
Stupid,
like,
but, you know, ask him, and if he doesn't come clean, just trust your gut.
Ask him what?
Like, well, just whatever she feels uncomfortable about, and if he doesn't come out clean, then trust your gut. There's 50 million people in this world. And she doesn't need to waste her time on one person that's going to be unfaithful. If she feels that it's going on, then something's not right.
I agree with you, but I think you got to talk to him about it, because part of me feels like this could be a little bit of paranoia on your part. I mean, if you guys are together every weekend when he's not working and you're spending all weekend together, there's no time during the weekend that he disappears, that you're spending all this time together. I mean, if he's giving you enough like attention and affection, all that stuff when he's not working, if it's only during these work times or when he's on his computer... I don't know. I would ask. I would, if you think the relationship is worth fighting for, then I would say fight for it and find out the answers that you need before just bailing on it. Because typically,
I ask, if I ever do ask or question things, it's always either I'm just being nosy or I'm snooping, or it'll be turned around that somehow, you know, like whatever happened is my fault.
And that's a red flag in itself.
I caused it or whatever.
Here is Nessa. She thinks she's got it figured out. Hey, Nessa.
Hello.
Hey,
I can say that, yes, he is cheating. I only date men who are either married or in relationships. And what he is doing as far as logging off, every time he gets up to go to another room, taking pictures of himself, he's not being faithful. Because that's classic, normal, that's what they do.
That one example to you says it all right there?
They're hanging out together on the weekends, but that's normal too. I mean, he has his weekdays where he's, you know, working, but, you know, she's not there and he's home and 15, he's cheating.
And you say you only date married guys?
I only date married men.
Why?
It's safety for myself, because I know what I'm getting into and I know that I cannot get hurt because I know the situation.
So it's purely like sexual for you?
Basically, I mean, on one hand and on the other. It's safety. For me, it's more safety.
On one hand and on the other hand.
That's twisted.
Well, that's going to take us in a different direction at another time, but I will save that call. Thank you, Nessa.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You.
Bye-bye. Here's Stephanie. She's got an idea. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on Q100.
I was going to say, I don't know exactly what phone carrier she has, but cell phone people, they offer like GPS tracking. that'd be a quick way for her to find out if he was actually telling the truth or not.
Well, if you wanted to do this kind of thing, you know, we used that private investigator, that Jason, when we were trying to do the I'm Just Curious, the townhouse thing.
Jason Derulo.
And he's offered his services to us. If you wanted to track him and you wanted these guys to sort of tail him, find out where he's really coming from when he says he's half an hour away, but he's really only 10 minutes away, they could do that for you.
Or it would probably only take somebody to sit down and do a couple searches on your computer, right?
Yes. If you really want to find out, we can find out for you.
Yeah, that would be good.
If you found out for sure, would you definitely leave?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. You want me to call him later on today?
You're afraid to find out, aren't you?
Yeah, because he'll find out. He's really, really good. He'll find out.
Well, 2 years is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would be better to know, you know, if that's what's really happening.
At least you can give the information and you can make a decision from there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's sure.
Okay, let me put you on hold and I'll get in touch with those guys because he's really good.
Now, do we have to offer the disclaimer, you know, the other side of it, that if he ever finds out that you did this and he's not doing anything, that relationship's over?
Could be.
Yeah, that is true. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's true.
But he doesn't have, I mean, if she hires Jason, Jason says, nothing's going on, all good, then it's your own decision to keep that to yourself or tell him. But I think I'd keep it to myself.
I'm just saying, if he ever found out, like, that's big.
He's going to be pretty upset.
Yeah. Hey, The Bird Show.